Okay, and I should say good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and just have to give a message immediately to Sam. I just barely heard that music. If you can crank up your end, it'd be great. I didn't think it had started, okay. But anyway, this is the Barden Report, and we are here today on this Saturday, 23rd of September, 2017. And I say we, me and RBN. It's never I, it's not me, it's the information. And that's why John Staffler set up Republic Broadcasting 13 years ago, having already done 13 years or so on GCN with the National Intel Report. And there's 25 people on RBN doing programs on different levels and things, different subjects, but it's based on taking your country back. But today, just a list of stuff here, and I try to broaden it out. I try to look for good news stories, but it is relentless about this hurricane seeding clouds to make it worse. The junk science, supposedly a bunch of scientists now, 31,000 they say here, are standing up to say global warming is a load of crap. I don't know where they were up to now. These people were hiding under a rock or something. Plus the absolutely exposing of vaccines for what they are. This 5G microwave military system on the cell towers, which is going to fry people's brains with cancer. The police state. More insanity coming out of California. I mean, what an open-air lunatic asylum that is. And Trump, as I say, is he really, I think he's really under house arrest. As he's now become a complete neocon, the people he's appointing, it's absolutely disgraceful. But this first story due today is about 31,000 scientists say global warming is a total hoax. Said now they're speaking out against junk science. Well, we had little spasms of them doing this before, and then, well, some of them did disappear and paid with their lives. And I think it's Mike Adams putting this out for National News. No, Lance D. Johnson is the story. He says over 31,000 scientists have united against the political agenda of global warming. The scientific consensus, which includes over 9,000 scientists with PhDs, supports the necessity of carbon dioxide and sheds light on the agenda of global warming, which includes industrial energy rationing, central economic planning, and global taxation schemes, yes, sustainability of the UN. These scientists are now speaking out against the hoax of global warming and how global agreements to limit greenhouse gases are actually destructive to all plant and animal life on the planet. The petition, which includes important peer-reviewed research, is backed by various scientists with a wide spectrum of expertise. The petition warns the United States about signing international treaties that only put a financial burden on its citizens of the country, steal national sovereignty, and restrict its energy production. The global warming alarmism is, in other words, a pseudo-warfare designed to take down a country. There is, and take down and destroy our lives. Excuse me, it's an economic attack on all of us. A letter from Frederick Seitz. We always get these weird names with scientists. Here we are. A letter from Frederick Seitz, president of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, is also being circulated with a petition. The letter warns about the flawed science against carbon dioxide. And carbon dioxide is essentially a miracle molecule of life and not a dangerous pollutant that needs to be eradicated from the atmosphere. His letter also shines a light on the dangers of U.S. entering global treaties which ration energy and confiscate the nation's wealth. Well, that, of course, is carbon taxes, which is a total U.N. creation of sustainability. And this great word underneath the heading of sustainability, I read it out one week on the thing, hour or more, this wonderful future, idyllic future life and existence in a carbon-free atmosphere. Well, we'll all be lying dead in our graves. That's what it is. You listen to the UN. But it says here, these scientists are saying, well, 9,000 or 31,000, just because climate alarmist Al Gore can walk a stage and point to a graph and correct rising temperatures over the earth, correlates rising temperatures over oceans with a rise in greenhouse gases, does not make global warming a real issue or some kind of settled science, which is a phrase they love to use, though the science is settled. No, it is not. That is going to destroy the planet. As the scientists point out, the vapor pressure of CO2 over seawater is temperature dependent. it's natural for two data sets to go up together, if not something to be alarmed about. Well, the IPCC, based in Britain here, were caught lying several times. I mean, the total shysters are lying about the statistics. And Richard North and Christopher Booker, two outstanding journalists and writers and researchers, and North being a PhD scientist, destroy them. And the guy heading it up was a Pakistani, Pat Pakuri. Wonderful. The petition urges elected leaders to reject the global warming argument that was written in Kyoto, Japan, in December 1997, and all the other proposals similar in nature. Thankfully, President Trump broke the U.S. free from the Paris Climate Accord. Well, that's under doubt at the moment, folks, according to Rex Tillerson, who's the one who said recently, when he had a different opinion to this, the president said, does the president agree with this? He said, no, the president agreed, that speaks for himself. That's what I'm saying. I think Trump is basically under house arrest. He's allowed to fly around in Air Force One and do a few rallies, but he's not really running things down, as far as I can see. Removing greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide will actually hurt the planet, taking away the compound that plants need to thrive. If carbon dioxide is so bad for the planet, why do greenhouse growers buy CO2 generators to double plant growth? Absolutely. I'm surrounded by polytunnels here where I live in mid Wales. And on the edge of Hereford, and it's the biggest collection of them in the UK. But one thing polytunnels do, they suck up all the water. A very expensive way to grow in that regard. The petition and its accompanying research dispel the myth that projected carbon dioxide levels are going to cause catastrophic heating of the Earth's atmosphere and disruption of climate. I've been hearing that boring a hole in my head about 10 years now, 20 years. The evidence is actually in favor of greenhouse gases, which are beneficial to the plants and animal environment on Earth. The petition also takes aim at the global warming agenda and said that it will hinder the advancement of science and technology around the world. The confiscation of U.S. energy output is a threat to U.S. sovereignty and the nation's ability to offer aid to other countries. What if climate change alarmists just took a deep breath, exhaled some carbon dioxide and actually focused on real pollutants? And that's the thing. Clean up real pollution. I tell the story again and again. An agricultural conference I was at in Greeley, Colorado in 1992-93, and I'd already been to the university talking to them, offering them a system of utilizing all the farm waste. And I realized then they were just an information gathering operation, the USDA. But the USDA schmucks on the panel platform were pointing out to farmers present they could pollute up to this level of this substance and pollute up to this level of that substance and then stop. I could not believe what I was hearing. Absolutely shocking. But it says, scientists and physicians send appeal about, this is now 5G, sorry. Well, maybe I'll leave that one till a little bit later on. I need technical stuff related to that later down. The list here. Sorry about that. The noise. Anyway, the Deepwater Horizon carry on. And we come up to date then with these recent hurricanes. Deepwater Horizon Gulf oil spill and the core exit dispersant health problems. And Catherine Fromovich is writing this article. She can be very long-winded, this woman. I'll try and edit it down. But it said, back in April 20th, 2010, a major environmental catastrophe occurred in the Gulf of Mexico when the Deepwater Horizon oil drilling rig exploded and 4.9 million barrels of crude spilled into the Gulf waters, creating a problem that was not fixed on June 3rd, 20th. Well, it was never fixed. It was only abated, etc. And the reason that I'll just stop at that point. People, I remember being interviewed on RBN and GCN around that time where some of the crew there were threatened with their life to shut up and say, not to say what happened. The maintenance crew on that rig were ignored for 9 months about the overdue maintenance that was due on these drill bits and the entire rig. And the company wouldn't do anything about it, and that's why the rig exploded. And it says, regarding the Deepwater Horizon, one of the approved emergency methods to control oil spill was the use of core exit. And this, I just cannot scream loud enough on this appalling chemical, core exit, C-O-R-E-X-I-T, which has now affected not only the Gulf of Mexico, but the temperature of the Gulf Stream. And it's going to cause us to twice as quickly arrive in Europe as a mini ice age here over the next few years. The growth rate is getting weaker and weaker. One of the approved emergency methods to control the oil spill was the use of chlorhexidine, a chemical dispersant sprayed from aircraft. According to a report by the health issues related to that chemical, respiratory and eye irritation symptoms associated with chlorhexidine, there's a reference to where the study is, as part of the oil spill response and cleanup. OSRC, approximately 1.8 million gallons of oil dispersant was applied both to the sea and surface and directly to the stream of oil, leaving the wellhead 5,000 feet underwater. Millions of gallons continued to flow out of the rig, the bust rig and pipeline. And furthermore, in the conclusion of that report, association is made that health issues apparently were caused by the dispersant chemical more than the actual oil. Potential exposure to chlorhexidine, it's called EC9-27A, etc., associated with a range of health problems and issues repeating itself. Yes. Oh, good, help us. The above report confirms what cleanup crew members were reported at the same time of the incident thereafter. However, what long-term health problems do they face? Man-made toxic chemicals are known to cause inseparable DNA breaks, lead to cancers. Well, that's the bottom line on the chlorhexidine. And also technical details here. It says, Louisiana federal judge on Tuesday dismissed personal injury lawsuits against chemical maker Nalco over the use of its oil dispersing chlorhexidine. What a piece of work. The federal judge, what's his name here? Here's the guy. District Judge Carl J. Barbier of New Orleans, who oversees the multitude of litigations concerning the oil industry. Really, they've given it to him. The oil company have chosen their own man. District Judge, and he's a district judge. Carl J. Barbier. Write that down. Carl J. Barbier and Corlexis go hand in hand, and this litigation failed, and it was plain obvious. All the medical evidence point to Corlexis, and the workers who use with it are dying now. That's how bad it is. And says, perhaps first responders and cleanup crews ought to consider the short and long-term ramifications and personal injury possibilities they can encounter and be exposed to regarding any type of disasters they are sent to remediate and maybe even refuse going, especially when legal deprivations like this. Well, there shouldn't be any cleanup crews having to do this if you value your own life. But Judge Barbier, I'm marking it out here myself, in red pen, rule that if we were to permit the plaintiff's claim, then during the next substantial spill or spill of oil of national significance, the threat of liability might cause the manufacturers of the dispersant to refuse to provide this product. But God, this is moron of a judge talking. Even though the FOSC determined that dispersant X should be used, Ecolab, a water hygiene and energy technology business that is the parent company of Nalco, expressed gratification with the Tuesday decision. I imagine they would. Isn't there something inherently wrong with the legal system in the USA when a judge rules not to permit plaintiff's claim to proceed when the plaintiffs are damaged cleaning up the disaster? Shouldn't the federal government then be responsible for legally making damages plaintiffs whole? That's very sure. And I said, doesn't that corrective ruling somehow remind us of what the Congress did to protect vaccine makers from product liability? The very same shenanigans. The multinationals writing their own legislation and picking their own judges. So the entire American legal system is an entrapment system for the system. Absolutely entrapment. Remember what happened to the first responders on 9/11, including deliberate lies and told about how safe the air was. Who's going to take care of first responders' safety and well-being? Health issues resulting from dangerous and dramatic events like terrorism, chemical spills, and whatever man-made disasters may be in our future. But, courageous. Come back to the Stone Age. I was saying generally to somebody the other night, as long as I've been at this since about 2000 intensively, I've been digging around this kind of stuff all my life, there's no real victories to report. This noose is around our neck on all these levels, and we're just, I feel like the RBN, we're just reporting on our own demise. I don't know when people collectively are going to wake up. Admittedly, they've got 90% of the media telling them a pack of lies, and people's health being eroded, their income being eroded, and everybody's priority is making a living. But I don't know how people can elect the scum that is in all the Congress and Senate, both state and federal. I just don't know how it is. It's pretty bad in the House. And, well, it was one guy I used to regard as fairly good, Roy Romer, who was the governor of Colorado in 1992, and I lived there. He was a conservative Democrat, and he was fairly good all-round guy. But the political system was really beginning to deteriorate since then. And 9/11 is the marker point where they were all corralled in Washington. Play the game or be destroyed. But UN chief to reshape global finance for sustainable development. How about that? reshape global finance. What's left of it? We're just on the edge of a mega collapse. Bob Chapman, the late Bob Chapman, says that it will be shocking beyond words, and will probably take 5 or 10 years to get back and begin a new economy. But it is truly shocking. And the Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, speaking at the financing the 2030 agenda and the role of the United Nations at the UN on Sunday, September 18. While Deputy Secretary General Armenia, his name's Mohammed Light, and I can't see these names, they're just ridiculous. Anyway, the Deputy General Secretary said that trillions of dollars need to be mobilized a year by tapping into the savings of citizens around the world. The financing fix for sustainable development is revealed. Well, what they're talking about there in coded language is that the next financial collapse, bail-in legislation will be activated, and they will shut down the banks for just one day, rifle your bank account, and then reopen. And they'll probably try and slam in the digital economy and the digital currency then. That's what this is about. And I'll just go down to some of the readable language in this article. It's a bit convoluted. At the high level week of the United Nations General Assembly gets underway, and Trump was there declaring war on everybody. Secretary General Antonio Guterres today stressed the role of the UN to help reshape unproductive and unrewarding finance and direct investment to creating better world for all. Well, by virtue of the fact there is no transaction tax in Wall Street or London, where 90% of finance is transacted. 90% in the world. There's no transaction tax, which is an absolute disgrace. And they are rifling and using other people's money and pension funds, which will just be evaporated in the next bus. No financial tax. And these multinationals, Google, Apple, and Facebook, not paying any tax in the UK. And Theresa May up there talking like the hen about what she's going to do about getting Brexit through. Well, one of the things, the European Union, fairness, one success they did, I'm Google tonight. Anyway, we're up to the first break. Be back in about 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, and excuse me, we're coming back in for the first break, and I've been wading through here this appalling organization, the United Nations, and their latest conference, which is about sustainable development, the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, which are called SDGs of the United Nations, for Agenda 2030. And that, my friends, is a death knell for you. It is just one of the most vicious organizers, apart from actually getting tanks and rolling up the streets and blowing you away. This is about blowing away your livelihood and turning you into a slave. The sustainable development as practiced by the United Nations is to destroy you. And go and read these development, all this flowery language, which is total BS. It means that 90% of the population will be ushered into 375 square feet apartments in cities, and they're going to rewilding of the countryside, and given only multinationals will be doing farming, and total tyranny. That's what it's about. I could say about 50 things. I did a program on it there about 6 or 8 months ago. But sustainability, as practiced by the UN, is your ultimate destruction. There's no doubt about it. But the person writing this article, it's a short enough article. It's under two headings: technocracy news, which Patrick Wood is piggybacking on Activist Post. It's their format and their source. And sorry, the name of the, trying to track down the writer. But anyway, it's called UN Chief to reshape Global Finance for Sustainable Development. That, my friend, is the end of your life if this is allowed to go ahead. And it's never covered in the media in America, and it's never covered by the BBC. It's just some of the these are more appalling showbiz people that are appointed ambassadors for the UN. They interview them at length about absolute crap. The likes of George Clooney's wife, Amil, is that her name? Human rights lawyer. Who, and he is rotten with money, and that's the same George Clooney that gave $1 million to the Dublin Law Poverty Centre there last week. So that's George Clooney's understanding of the world, and a great mate of Obama's. Yeah? But this is what goes for government and planning, etc. But just to get back to cloud seeding was used before Hurricane Harvey. Well, the person I rely on this is Jim Lee of on his expertise on climate Europe, and he has done outstanding work in this. He was on with us twice, but I want to bring him on again simply to report now that he's done all the work on analysing what happened during these hurricanes and how they were redirected around the place, the last three hurricanes. But the cloud seeding was used before Hurricane Harvey. Did it amplify its effects? And a guy called Aaron Kessler is writing a brief article on this. Documents leaked to me earlier today seem to suggest that there were cloud seeding operations going on in West Texas on August 24th, one day before Hurricane Harvey hit, nearly destroying some areas of Texas, flooding the whole neighborhoods. And he gives a reference to the document here. It's Trans-Pecos Weather Modification Association. I couldn't believe Jim Lee was explaining to us that these are a whole lot of independent contractors, that some of them do this cloud seeding, as well as fitting extra tanks to commercial jets, etc. But we'll talk to Jim on an update on that maybe next week, really. But the document was found to be uploaded. This famous document, titled again, with the header, Trans-Pecos Weather Modification Association, wherever they are, in Texas. And so the document was found to be uploaded to the West Texas Weather Modification alleged website, showing that there was a cloud seeding operation that may be, that may have further amplified Hurricane Harvey, which touched down only the next day after the cloud seeding occurred. Southwesterly flow aloft will work in conjunction with abundant surface moisture to help initiate a shower of storms. It appears the best shot will be across the western sections, according from the document here, of Trans-Pecos, where a weak dry line is set up, whatever that means. The document goes on to state that the team of scientists saw a window of opportunity in Culberson Reeve County for seeding. They then fixed six laceogenic flares over Reeves County. This was...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break, and we've been discussing on the Barden Report here the cloud seeding that went on around the hurricanes, and we'll hopefully in the next week or so we'll have Jim Lee on again. He was on before the hurricanes the last time, 2 weeks ago, and we'll have his update on that. But it says cloud seeding is nothing new and has been, in fact, utilized in Texas before in 2011 and 2012. Georgia Bomar, who manages the weather modification program for Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, told about weather modification over Texas at the time. Excuse me. Very, very hoarse today. The proven success of Weather Modification Incorporated, of this is a company of in atmospheric and weather operations, is evident by our lengthy and impressive client listings, speaks for itself. I mean, this man doesn't care what he does. Over our reputation for successful cloud seeding, meteorological services leads our veteran pilots, experienced meteorologists, and radar engineers around the world. Our valued clients include private and public insurance companies, water resource management organizations, as well as federal and state government research organizations. These people are boasting about their career. And their website states, and this is, just to give the name again, that outfit was called Weather Modification Incorporated. And there's hundreds of these companies in the United States and working for the government, basically, to absolutely destroy everything. When questions about what it means that the operation was a success, Bomber states, I should say about these some companies, when there's a drought, a natural drought, has a role to play in cloud seeding, that's for sure. I'm not saying otherwise. But the way it's used now to manipulate hurricanes is shocking. It means that the short-lived longer and produce more rain. Oh, who the hell is the sentence missing here? Oh, he says, Well, this guy was questioned about what it means that the operation was a success, Burma stated. It means that the storm lived longer and produced more rain over a larger area. Okay. Now, to be clear, I am not accusing any cloud seeding organization in Texas of internationally strengthening the storm. I believe that these scientists meant well and wanted to experiment and spend and spread out the rain from the storm. However, the statement by Bomer is one to reread a couple of times. The successful cloud seeding operation means the storm lived longer and produces more rain over a larger area. This means that a high possibility that the cloud seeding prior to the hurricane could have caused it to be amplified, not only in strength, but by causing it to last longer than it would have normally from Mother Nature. Essentially, by playing God with the weather, the situation may have been made worse. Last year in Los Angeles, scientists did exactly what Bomer wanted, using cloud seeding to boost rain from El Nino storm, bringing rain to the then drought-stricken areas of California. It's been drought-stricken for 4 or 5 years, although the drought is supposedly now over. But in California, they have this horrendous damage done to the Oroville Dam, but there is a fantastic report. There's one of the best civil engineering. I've worked in civil engineering. I worked on the Old Man River Dam in Alberta, Pincher Creek, 20 years ago. But Ewan Brown does a fantastic report on the Blancarillo channel on YouTube, monitoring the fantastic speed of a massive, massive rebuilding of the slipway. And it's hard to take in, even using drones, which he does, and he's allowed to do it, his own aircraft, how big that project is, and the progress they've made is stunning, absolutely stunning. And it looks like they're on the right side of success, and they're going to make it to prevent that dam from collapsing. But to continue on, the CIA has even invested its time and money into geoengineering practices, and that's what Alana Freeland was on, explaining the background to us 3 weeks ago. So the CIA has even invested in its time and money into geoengineering practices and has the U.S. military with operations like Operation Popeye during the Vietnam War. Rutgers scientists led by Alan Roebuck, who performed geoengineering experiments, had previously warned of the dangers of the practice, stating it could cause droughts. As if we didn't know, well, California was not a natural drought. Famine and mass deaths. It's well known that messing with the weather can have a very bad effect, creating killer floods. The UN was even urged in 2010 to stop its geoengineering projects, fearing they could harm nature and mankind. The UN involved this? Of course they are. NASA and the entire military-industrial complex. You could say UN is an arm. UN is another military-industrial contractor. That's effectively a security agency. That's basically what they are. In August 15th, 1952, way back then, it was admitted that a team of scientists working with the RAF under Operation Camelot, jokingly called Operation Witch Doctor, caused a flood in the Devon village of Lynmouth, Britain, that killed 35 people from the torrential rains. We had another one of those, by the way, 5 years ago. It's maybe 10 years ago now. There were 2006-07, where heavy weather front of rains locked on over a town and in the same area and caused catastrophic flooding. Nobody was killed, but it was one of the worst ever in Britain. And here it is, I think it's coming up to now, saying this. In 1997, nearly 50 years after the incident, the then Secretary of Defense, William Cohen, expressed that the view that countries were engaging even in eco-type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely to the electromagnetic waves. Well, we know that was the cause of Fukushima. So with all these instances of creating rain, one has to wonder if the cloud seeding before the hurricane in Texas was exactly like in Britain, an experiment gone wrong. The only thing to do now is to come together and help those affected by the storm. And the guy writing this was Aaron Kessel for Activist Post. one more story just on Texas. After the storm had abated, after the cloud seeding, Texas has been hit with Texas carpet bombs its own hurricane traumatized victims with neurological poison sprayed from military aircraft. I should give out the number at this stage. Anybody else add anything to this, especially people who've been under these cloud seeding this time? It's 800-313-9443. Sorry, 800-313-9443. I didn't have my volume up to the full there. 800-313-9443, if you have anything to add to this. But yeah, the other one says this cloud seeding on Texas, carpet bombing Texas. The war on humanity continues unabated in Texas, where over 1 million acres of land has been carpet bombed with the aerial spraying of neurotoxin chemicals in an effort to kill mosquitoes. What a joke. Texas authorities are openly lying to citizens, claiming these poisons are magically not poisons at all when they come into the contact with humans. Well, Mike Adams is writing this, and he lives in Southwest Texas. Even more alarmingly, Texas authorities are urging their citizens to use other toxic chemicals on their skin. Chemicals are part of the binary weapon system that causes Alzheimer's and dementia by incurring permanent brain damage. And he's now referenced an article below. U.S. Air Force C-130 cargo planes began spraying insecticides over the eastern Texas counties over the weekend and will expand to other areas over the next 2 weeks. And this, he's referring to a timescale here of September 18th, yeah, 2 days ago. In effect, the state of Texas is unleashing weapons of mass destruction against its own citizens, generating trillions of dollars in long-term health care costs that financially benefit the drug makers who sell prescription treatments for Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer, and other diseases caused by chemical exposure. The aerial bombardment of high-density population areas, it turns out, is a revenue-generating activity for the profit sick care industry. This is almost another version of the way Vietnam was sprayed with Agent Orange and the likes. Can you believe? And that was an obscene act of war, what they did in Cambodia and Vietnam with Agent Orange. And that element is now still in glyphosate. But to think we're reporting on this as something like normal activity under this crap lies of killing mosquitoes. Whoa, in 2017. DSHS is working with counties that have requested assistance with mosquito control. These clowns, there's another way of doing this. Assistance with mosquito control to coordinate spraying by two state contractors and federal support through FEMA and the U.S. Air Force Reserve. Reports that official on the official DSHS website, a total of approximately 4.3 million acres has been sprayed across the area. Apparently, mosquitoes can hurt recovery operations by swarming residents, explains DSHS spokesman person. Somehow I'm imagining that Gulf Coast Texas residents have never encountered mosquitoes before. Perhaps this doesn't qualify as a breaking news alert, but Houstonians, people from Houston, have seen mosquitoes before. The fact that mosquitoes fly around in groups is not exactly cause for panic. Announcing that there are mosquitoes in Texas is sort of like declaring there's snow in Alaska. Sure. And he's saying aerial chemtrail spraying and nightmare insecticide fog trucks. The chemical spraying of Texas residents is taking place during daylight hours while insecticide spewing fog trucks run all night. Military aircraft equipped with chemical spraying equipment, something an entire mainstream media will still mocks and somehow being a conspiracy theory, are being openly used in this operation. But I know Mike Adams has people monitoring this. The C-130 cargo planes operating from an Air Force base in San Antonio, growing two smaller aircraft that sprayed in South Texas last week. And reports, I say in Reuters, in Jefferson County on the eastern Texas coast, aerial spraying began Sunday and could end on Tuesday. Thus the entire mainstream media now confirms that chemical spraying is taking place in Texas. Furthermore, military hardware is being used to conduct the spraying operations, which consist of bombarding the population with toxic chemicals. None of this is debated. Yes, the U.S. government is carpet bombing U.S. citizens with neurological poisons. this is all openly admitted by the Texas government. I mean, this is unreal. I can't believe this. What are people doing about this? I mean, what are people doing about this? Just reporting on their own demise. All of the toxic poisons is the header of the next piece of this article. I'll just go through it because it's shocking. All this toxic poison is perfectly safe for you to breathe, according to the government, according to clueless officials. By definition, an insecticide is a toxic chemical substance that kills living organisms. If it didn't kill things, it wouldn't qualify as an insecticide. That is very, very well said. Extremely good. The problem with all such chemicals is that their neurological damage is never limited to the target insects they intend to eradicate. That's like glyphosate. It's only hitting one. It's 1% of it is actually doing the damage to the plant, and the rest is dispersed, doing shocking damage to people and animals. Nearly all insecticides end up being toxic to aquatic life, animals, and even humans. Similarly, they all persist in the environment for days, weeks, and even months. That's why laboratories like my own lab, EWC Labs, that's Natural News Labs, laboratory, can easily detect pesticide and herbicide chemicals in food crops many months after harvest. The Texas Department of State Health Services goes to great lengths to lie to the public and tell people they can inhale this insecticide with impunity, stating, and this is what the press release said from the Texas government, during aerial spraying, a small amount of insecticide is sprayed over the large areas. Whoa, what a whopping lie. One or two tablespoons per acre. When applied accordingly to label instructions by licensed professionals, it does not pose a health risk to people, pets, or environment. According to the EPA, how does it hit a tiny insect like a mosquito? That's a small dosage. I mean, that asks and answers and contradicts its own question and statement. According to EPA people may prefer to stay inside and close windows and doors when spraying takes place, but it's not necessary. Oh, my God. Some of the statements made by the DSHS are such laughable, outright lies that even the scientific community can't help but mock the deceptions. In one press release, DSHS actually claimed that insecticide chemicals magically break down during the night so that honeybees wake up next morning into a clean, chemical-free world where the insecticides have been sprayed. I mean, I think they're talking to congenital idiots. Well, the public are asleep who are congenital idiots. 32% of the population who are looking forward to being microchipped. Well, maybe this chemicals will sort them out. The insecticides dissipate and break down, this is the government speaking, down quickly in the environment, and when bees emerge in daylight, they are not affected. Whoa. That statement is written by an anti-science quack who worked for the government. Of course, it's the same excuse that neonicotinoids manufacturers have used for years, falsely claiming their chemicals do not harm pollinators either. The state of Texas might as well be a press release that proclaims, as well just issue another press release saying we are suspending the laws of cause and effect during the hurricane cleanup. This is a satire. My God, clean up effort, because that's essentially what we are claiming. to suspend the laws of reasoning and discernment as well. Texas officials suddenly refuse to believe in the laws of chemistry. You see, deadly chemicals that are being sprayed in order to kill things now have the magical properties that allow Texas bureaucrats to arbitrarily decide which insects those criminally will kill. This is, of course, practically a belief in pesticide voodoo. Even when federal officials see a shocking increase in nervous symptoms damage, such as, he's a very bizarre name, Guillain-Barré syndrome, among people exposed to these insecticide chemicals, the authorities always blame the mosquitoes instead of the chemical. Sure. Well, you can't bring the mosquito into court and question him, you see. That's one great thing about that. That's like in Britain, the vets. They were claiming that badgers are spreading TB in cattle. Intensive farming creates TB in cattle naturally, and the cattle are getting TB. The badgers are getting TB from the cattle. But this is the same filthy scam being run here. Texas tells us that they use the same larvicide that caused the shrunken brains on Zika, accelerating its war on its own system. Texas officials even recommended that people dump larvicide chemicals into standing water, even though it's those same chemicals that actually caused the shrunken brains were blamed on Zika virus in South America. People can help control mosquitoes during the recovery effort by dumping out standing water around their homes and businesses. Where do you dump the standing water? And businesses buy chemically available larvicide. Anyway, I hear I can hear some music there. I think we're going to a break. And we should be back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey, and we're coming up to the last few minutes of this hour. BJ Barden is my name, and this is the Barden Report. I'm reading a very lengthy article from Natural News, but it's very worthwhile, written by Mike Adams. And I just want to give the title out. It's a tremendous article, an expose on what's going on in this excessive spraying in Texas. And the title of the article on Natural News site is Texas Carpet Bombs Its Own Hurricane Traumatized Citizens with Neurological Poison Sprays from military aircraft. He's written this the 18th of September, and it's an outstanding detailed piece. I'll go over a bit more on it, but it's very detailed. The actual article is running 19 pages, but it's like a piece of evidence to take a court case with. It's outstanding. And he says people can control mosquitoes during the recovery effort. This is the government giving up crap information. They're saying about how to survive the spraying. People can control mosquitoes during the recovery effort by dumping outstanding water around their homes and businesses and applying a commercially available larvicide in water that can't be drained, urges the DSHS press release. And it continues on the same press release. People should also avoid mosquito bites by by using the EPA-registered mosquito repellent every time they go outside. Wow, you can 100% avoid mosquito bites. The mosquito in there, you'll be some genius. In other words, in addition to being chemtrail sprayed with C-130 cargo planes that bombarded the population with deadly neurotoxins, and beyond the nightly fog trucks that spray yet more toxins in cities, the people of Texas are being told to poison the water around their homes and cover their skin with DWT, another brain-damaging neurotoxin. Wow. Good man, Mike Adams. He's doing outstanding work. As Natural News previously exposed with exhaustive scientific research, the combination of DEET and carbonate class pesticides generates a binary weapon that bombards human brains with, I can't pronounce this, acetylcysteine inhibitors, effectively ACNE inhibitors, effectively causing Alzheimer's-like symptoms in humans. This combination of chemicals has accurately been described as a form of chemical warfare raised against its people. See Chemical Warfare Red Alert, Zika Panic, DEET, etc. Anyway, he goes on to give the entire breakdown of the chemical substance. It's a DEET. This is the one the government is saying to use. DEET damages brain cells by interfering with enzymatic reactions. And further in the article, I won't read a very detailed article, technically, but it's readable stuff. But he goes on to say what they actually are. DEET inhibits nervous system function. That's how it kills. DEET is one part of a binary chemical weapon. The other part is a carbonate insecticide. And so the binary weapon formula is DEET plus carbonates. And he goes on and on and on. This causes agitation, confusion, and death. These are all headers of paragraphs. I'm not reading out. It'll take too long. Chemically very similar to nerve agents such as VX nerve gas. And he's, again, giving the comparisons of the contents of the chemicals. And he also says weaponized Zika was used by the U.S. military to attack communists. Follow the money. Who benefits from Zika outbreak and the mass chemical spraying of Americans? Okay, we're coming up to the last break. And we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.